Hello and welcome to our lesson today. It's the second lesson in Psalm 119. We're focusing on the Word of God and prayer concerning the Word of God. In the second section, we read from 9 to 16, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Now, very obviously here, as we said, all of Psalm 119, except for three verses in the introduction, is David praying to God. And so we're looking at how we should pray. He said in verse 9, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Now, that word "wherewithal" is the resource needed to make a particular purpose possible. For example, if you wanted to wash your car, you could run down through the automatic car wash and just drive it through. But when it comes to the things of God, you can't just drive it through. You can't let someone else do the work. I think sometimes we say, well, I'll just go to church today and let the pastor do the work. Or I'll send my kids off to a Christian school and let those teachers do my job. Hey, Dad, it's your job. And ye fathers, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Not against Christian schools. I started one. In fact, I started two. However, be that as it may, the responsibility, if you're going to learn what it means to pray like David prayed, you're not going to let just someone else drive it through. You let someone else do the work. The resource needed to make a particular purpose possible. Then he said, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" That is to get rid of what can cause disease. And we're speaking here of spiritual disease. He said here in Ephesians 5:26, Paul said that he might sanctify and cleanse it, that is church, which is people, with the washing of water by the word. If we're going to be cleansed, we need to be cleansed by the word. I liken it like a shower head pouring down the word of God into our brain. That is the only way we're going to get the victory, is if we get the word of God into our brain. But that's not enough. It also says, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. I will get into the word, I'll let the word get into me, and I will take heed thereto according to thy word. Now, can you honestly pray that prayer today? David did. And then he said, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." Thy whole heart. Jeremiah says, and ye shall, Jesus said, the Lord said it here, actually in Jeremiah, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." David said, "I sought thee." That word has been translated inquired 43 times. "I inquired," he said. "I wanted to know what your commandments are." And then he said, "Oh, let me not wander or walk aimlessly from thy commandments." And so David could pray this prayer, and he could pray it with all honesty. Can you? Verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." That word heart has been translated understanding 10 times. It's been translated mind 12 times. Thy word have I hid in my understanding. Thy word have I hid in my mind, that I might not sin against thee. It speaks of the very serious importance of memorizing scripture. He said, if I sin, I sin against thee. In Psalm 51, after David had sinned with Bathsheba, he said, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in our sight. I think that if we saw that as it really is, we would do a lot less against the Word of God, because when we do it against the one who died for us. Notice the focus here, taking heed thereto unto according to thy word. I sought thee, I sought thy commandments, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, all the judgments of thy mouth, the way of thy testimonies. I will meditate in thy precepts and thy ways. What is the situation today? I think the focus basically is in our prayers. It's all about me. What are you going to do for me? I'm a Christian and I need this and I need that and I got to sort this and I have a heartache and I have all that. Now, that's a very small part of prayer. But you see here David's prayer, his focus was on the Lord, and we need to make sure we do the same thing. Now, when his focus was on himself, he did say, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." Teach me thy statutes. Teach me is to show or explain what statutes are and how do I do them. Do you know what the statutes are? Do you know how to do them if you do know what they are? Well, you can. He said, "You have not because you ask not." Well, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me. I think there's a lot of people today who call themselves fundamental independent Baptists who think they know it all. Don't need to have God teach them anything. And then verse 13, David said, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth." That word judgments, we said before, has to do with that which assists one to discern right and wrong and decide accordingly. What's right and wrong? What's right and wrong? About, he said, all judgments. Well, that means you should be able to come up with the truth about music. You should be able to come up with the truth about separation. You should be able to come up with the truth on all these issues. The Bible said, and Jesus said it, when the Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truth. All truth is all truth. So he said, "I declared all the judgments, all the judgments, all the things that could help us discern what is right and what is wrong and decide accordingly." Now I'm afraid today we're living like in Isaiah's day. "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things." That's what we want to hear. Just give us those smooth things. Hey, preacher, are you teaching all the judgments, all the things that will help us discern what is right and wrong concerning the issues of the day and then make a decision accordingly? Or are you just preaching the smooth things like Isaiah's day so you can keep the crowd coming? And then in verse 14, David said, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Thy testimonies, that signifies loyalty to the terms of the covenant between the Lord and Israel. And God's got some terms for people who call ourselves Christians today, but can we rejoice in the way of all the things that he wants us to do as much as in all riches? Now think about that. Let's see, what about time? How did we spend our time last week? Rejoicing in his testimonies, being loyal to everything he wants us to do. Even think about it. How much did you pray about that in the last week, in the last month? For some of you, you haven't prayed about it for the last year, and you call yourself a fundamentalist. He went on to say, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." To meditate is to think deeply or focus one's mind for a period of time. How much time are we meditating on the things of the Lord? These precepts have to do with particular instructions, giving attention to details. I am going to think, I am going to focus my mind for a period of time on the details of how you want me to live as a Christian. And have respect that unto thy ways. That means giving proper respect to whom it is due. God deserves our respect. Psalm 119:6 says, I have respect unto all thy commandments. He went on to say in verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. Do you know what they are? I will not forget thy word. He said, I will, 20 times in his prayer in Psalm 119. David said, if you show me, I will. What's he going to do? He's going to delight himself in the statutes of God. That word delight is in this chapter seven times. He said, I will not forget thy word. He said, teach me this, and I will not forget. He said that seven times in Psalm 119. Well, let's make the applications we need to make. Pray to the Lord and ask him to give you direction on these things. He will. And be sure and be with us for our next lesson here in Psalm 119.